Ayatofish of Gaza City says it's a miracle she made it to Juneau at all. Her homeland borders Israel and Egypt, and travel from the region is difficult. Tafish's uncle works for the government. He helped her secure a route from Gaza Strip through Egypt to Juneau, because it would have been too tough to travel across the Israeli border. She got up early on a hot summer day in August, ate a light breakfast, and left home on a bus to head to the Hamas checkpoint.
The police officer working with Hamas asked me where I was going. I told him America. Somehow he heard Egypt, and he asked me, what are you going to do in Egypt? So I told him, just study. So they let me in. If they saw my visa to America, they wouldn't have let me in.
Tafish says the Palestinian government doesn't approve of exchange programs that send children to America.
The Palestinian side called the Egyptian side and told them to send me back, but I already submitted my passport to the officers in Egypt, and they accepted me to go in.
The 16-year-old arrived at Thunder Mountain High School 2 weeks late. Tafish says in addition to being a high school student, she tries to be the best ambassador she can. She expected her classmates to be mean and ignore her, but found them to be loving. She says only once, a student who did not know she was Muslim made derogatory remarks about Muslims, but she stood up to him, and a teacher backed her up.
I want to take back the good view and the good picture about America that most of the people in my country have it wrong about America.
17-year-old junior Hadi Kempsch from Lebanon is studying at Juneau Douglas High School. He says every American city offers a different experience, and he's glad he ended up in Juneau.
It's not like what you see on TV or on the movies where it's all about shopping and fast food. It's more than that. Here in Juneau, Alaska, there's not much shopping, but everyone just enjoys nature and is fit.
Kempsch says he's glad he comes from Lebanon, but he often has to explain where his home country is.
And the people who think, if you tell them about the Middle East, they would also think that it's all sand, deserts, and camels. And that's not true at all. We don't have deserts in Lebanon.
Lebanon is north of Israel and has plenty of cedar trees, coastland, and mountains. Kempsch misses the food back home. Kempsch and Tafish went to Washington, D.C. for the Civic Education Workshop to learn about the U.S. government and civic organizations. Kempsch says travel to big cities like Washington and Portland, Oregon, gave him the opportunity to eat Middle Eastern food again. Still, there's a lot the students miss while in Juneau. Kempsch learns about news from Lebanon by talking with his parents on Skype.
There's always something going on. Every few years, there's something big that happens. 7 years ago, we had a war with Israel. Now, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, there's a Gaza war. Now there's the Syrian thing.
16-year-old Mohamed Kabani is a junior at Thunder Mountain. He says he's enjoyed playing soccer, which has taken him around the state. His father fills him in on news from his home country of Israel, which borders the Jordan River and Mediterranean Sea.
It was like the elections and what's happening in Syria and the Middle East. And why is it happening? And he tries to explain to me, why is it happening?
When Tafish calls her family, they tell her about life in Gaza. Tafish's host mom, Alex Pastorino, says the Skype calls to Gaza are humbling.
They basically just entrusted their daughter to our care and were so trusting and so humble and so gracious.
Tafish says living in Gaza is difficult and there's a lot of death. During missile strikes in November, her family told her they slept away from windows in her apartment for extra protection. She says her family can afford necessities such as water only because both her parents work. Her sister also was a YES student and is now attending college in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. One evening in her Juneau home, Tafish put it into perspective. Pastorino's granddaughter, Zan, leaned back on a new chair and it broke.
My granddaughter felt really, really bad about it, and my jaw was about to hit the table. I didn't know what to say. And I immediately saw how upset Zan was and just looked at her and said, "It's okay, Zan. No one's dead." And so for me, that was perspective. Her world versus our world, a broken chair is really nothing.
The students go back to their home schools when the school year ends. In Juneau, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.